we've seen a craft beer boom. Gin distilling has gone gangbusters. Could cider be the next Australian drink trend to take off? According to a major commercial alcohol retailer, craft cider sales are on the up, with consumers wanting naturally produced boutique ciders. I'm in Bundaberg with craft cider maker Zoe Young to find out if business is booming and how cider is getting sexy.
Alrighty, boozy lemon cider. We didn't actually start with cider. We started with fruit wines, and we actually only made cider as a bit of an accident. We bought an apple crusher to crush pineapples with to make a pineapple wine, and we broke it because a pineapple is not just a big apple like we were hoping. So we kind of started making it by accident. We had a $3,000 apple crusher that we needed to do something with, so we figured, hey, let's make some cider. So that was back in 2017.
You fell into cider.
Fell into cider completely by accident. And fun fact, we actually won a bronze medal at the Australian Cider Awards for our very first batch of cider ever, ever, ever.
Was there a lot of people doing cider when you started?
Well, no. In Queensland, we were really one of the first. We didn't realise it at the time, but no, even now in Queensland, there's around 4 cideries who are making cider from real Queensland apples.
Craft cider boom. So we've seen the craft beer boom. Are we seeing a craft cider boom right now?
I would like to hope so. Our sales have certainly increased this year. I think people are starting to understand the difference between craft cider and commercial cider. A lot of people don't realise, though, that in Australia, only around 10% of Aussie apple ciders are actually made with Aussie apples. So following that logic, it's around 80 to 85, 90% which are made with foreign concentrates and powders and syrups and, you know, pretty nasty stuff.
But cider has got sexy, hasn't it? You know, it's not just that it used to be the old, you know, you got the dry and the sweet cider. Mm-hmm. You guys have got seasonal ciders, you've got coffee ciders, you've got chili ciders, you've got this incredible range. So has that made a difference, that cider is getting sexy?
Oh, definitely sexy, especially here in Bundaberg. As you know, we have the most beautiful fresh produce here in Bundy, so anything we can turn into booze, we definitely have a crack at. So yes, we've got a pineapple cider, a chili and lime cider, a boozy lemon cider, all sorts of fun stuff embracing the beautiful produce we grow here in Bundaberg.
Do you reckon that's making the difference, though, that it's not just the old one, you know, that your nan used to sort of get in the pub? It's something a bit different.
Oh, definitely. People are looking for new and exciting things. Is a bit of the ho-hum cider. Having said that, though, our classic stuff still is the most popular at the end of the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people, I don't know, Old Faithful. We can't go past the old classic.
Using seasonal produce, sourcing that must be an issue, especially we're seeing lots of issues with pickers, you know, getting no lack of employment on farms. Is getting fruit an issue for you guys?
For now, we're okay for our apples. But aside from that, all the other stuff, the stuff that goes into our ciders. So ginger, we're having a really hard time sourcing at the moment. We're going to have to wait another couple of months for ginger. Passion fruit, hopefully we can get our hands on some of that soon. So I think it's a little bit of that, but all of our local Bundy farmers have been looking after us as best they can.
I suppose you guys can switch too. So if there's something not around, you go, we just won't do that. We'll use something that's really in, you know, there's an abundant at the moment.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of fresh produce. Get it while we've got it. And when we don't, well, you're going to have to wait for it because, you know, why import stuff or get stuff out of season and out of the region when you don't have to?
Do you think cider could go the way of craft beer? And, you know, we've seen breweries popping up in lots of little regional towns, beer breweries. Do you think cider could go that way, or do you reckon it'd always be quite boutique?
There's an interesting question. Down south in other states, Tasmania, New South Wales, Victoria, cider is huge. There's new cideries popping up all the place everywhere. I think in Queensland, though, we're very much tropical. There's only a few little regions where you can grow apples. I think that'll dictate a lot of it. Having said that, we are actually the northernmost cidery in the country, as far as I know. There's a Cider Australia have a map of all their members, and it's kind of funny, we're the little lone wolf all the way up north. So I think, yeah, regionality will kind of play a big part in it. Having said that, you know, that's not to stop new bars and boutique breweries and whatnot stocking craft cider and, you know, supporting the industry that way.